journeyman catcher with a .238 career batting average named Mo Berg. Although he was not an all-star caliber player, his off-the-field skills would explain his inclusion on the team. Berg was a Princeton and Columbia Law School graduate with a gift for languages who had already visited Japan in 1932. Berg would eventually become an operative for the Office of Strategic Services, OSS, the forerunner of the CIA, and many now believe that this trip was his first mission as a spy. The motorcade headed east from Tokyo Station, away from the hotel, so that the visitors could parade through the wide streets of Tokyo's opulent Ginza shopping district, where rows of fans, often 10 to 20 deep, crowded into the road to catch a glimpse of the Americans. The pressing crowd reduced the broad streets to narrow paths just wide enough for the limousines to pass. Confetti and streamers fluttered down from well-wishers leaning out of the windows and over the wrought iron balconies of the avenue's multi-story office buildings. Thousands waved Japanese and American flags and cheered wildly. Cries of "Banzai! Banzai, Babe Ruth!" echoed through the neighborhood. Reveling in the attention, the Bambino plucked flags from the crowd and stood in the back of the car, waving a Japanese flag in his left hand and an American in his right. Finally, the crowd couldn't contain itself and rushed into the street to be closer to the Babe. Downtown traffic stood still for hours as he shook hands with the multitude. Ruth and his teammates stayed in Japan for a month, playing 18 exhibition games against Japanese opponents in 12 cities. But there was more at stake than sport. Japan and the United States were slipping toward war as the two nations vied for control over China and naval supremacy in the Pacific. Politicians on both sides of the Pacific hoped that the goodwill generated by the tour and the two nations' shared love of the game could help heal their growing political differences. Many observers, therefore, considered the All-Stars' joyous reception significant. The New York Times, for example, wrote, "The Babe's big bulk today blotted out such unimportant things as international squabbles over oil and navies." Connie Mack added that the tour was "one of the greatest peace measures in the history of nations." But the shared love for a sport would not be enough to overcome Japan's growing nationalism. Just 2 miles to the northwest of the parade at the Imperial Japanese Army Academy in Ichigaya, a group known as the Young Officers was planning a coup d'etat against the government, an upheaval that would jeopardize the tour's success and put the players' lives at risk. In another section of Tokyo, the ultra-nationalist War Gods Society met at their dojo. Their actions would tarnish the tour with bloodshed. Banzai Babe Ruth is the story of the doomed attempt to reconcile the United States and Japan through the tour of Major League All-Stars in 1934. It will reveal how two groups of men from different cultures, temporarily united by their love for baseball, became tragically divided as their countries rushed toward war. It is a tale of international intrigue, espionage, attempted murder, and of course, baseball. We shall see how Babe Ruth, the jovial demigod of baseball, brought the two nations together and forestalled talks of war before becoming a symbol in Japan of American decadence, cursed by the imperial troops charging to their certain deaths. We shall also see how a 17-year-old pitcher named Eiji Sawamura became a national hero by playing against the Americans in friendship, but died in the South Pacific as their bitter enemy. We will follow Mo Berg's forays into espionage, the Young Officers' attempt to overthrow the Japanese government, the ultra-nationalist War Gods Society attempt to murder tour organizer Matsutaro Shoriki, and the birth of Japanese professional baseball. The book will introduce the lesser-known tales of Victor Starfin, the Russian immigrant and player for Japan whose father was a convicted murderer, and Jimmy Horio, a Japanese-American who played for